Welcome to the House Within podcast story about a young man in a basement state of mind. In this podcast, I'm going to introduce you to a young man in his mid-20s and a student at university who came for counselling feeling quite depressed, or what we might call in a low mood. When he first came for counselling, he wanted to talk about the ending of a relationship. He had met someone while studying overseas and the relationship had come to an end, and he was very unhappy about this. It was not his decision to end the relationship, and he was quite despondent about his chances of having another relationship in the future. Over time, he had become isolated from his friendship groups, and he was feeling quite unhappy about the direction his studies were taking him. He felt resentful of the time his studies took on the weekends, when he was completing assignments, and overall, he was just feeling quite negatively about his life. Let's look at this young man's situation from a House Within perspective. This young man is travelling in a basement state of mind. That is, his thinking is negative. He is feeling he will not find another relationship. He's feeling rejected and takes the ending of the relationship personally, in the sense that he feels the relationship ended because he was not good enough. Taking things personally is a basement reaction. Taking things personally shuts down our thinking. It represents a basement position called economy of thinking. Instead of genuine thinking about all the possible ways of understanding why the relationship ended, he adopts a simplistic, ready-made explanation for the breakup, that it must have been that I am not good enough. The relationship may have ended for any number of reasons. For example, the other person may have only wanted a short-term relationship. The other person might have decided it was not the time to be in a relationship. Or the other person may not have entered the relationship genuinely in the first place. The young man is feeling all the things we all feel in the basement. Poor me. What's the point? Nothing ever works for me. And nothing will change. The basement is like a deep dark hole where we feel all alone. There are no windows in the basement and therefore we have no perspective on life as a whole. The basement feels like this is the only state of mind there is. The young man felt his negative state of mind was his total reality, and this deep dark hole is just how things are. He could not see that he was in a particular state of mind, and that there were other states of mind he could choose to be in. But as he is taught about the House Within, he begins to take in the idea that there are other states of mind. He can relate to the House Within concept that there are five states of mind: the attic, the upstairs, the ground floor, the basement, and the cellar. And importantly, he learns that everyone has all these states of mind. The young man also learns that everyone has a basement, and that all basements sound the same. The visual image of the house is easy for him to relate to. It makes sense, almost as if he knew this already, but just needed to have it described to him in clear and concise everyday language. The feelings he has all fit with the description of what the basement state of mind is like. This simple structure provided by the House Within model, and the fact that someone can listen to him and quickly understand what he is feeling, are a great relief to him. Structure is very important and very helpful. As counsellor, I can quickly identify his state of mind and describe to him the characteristics of this state of mind. I can also say to the client that we all have a basement, including me, and that all our basement states of mind sound the same. This normalization of his state of mind is very helpful. The House Within offers a series of tools and techniques to change floors, that is, to change our states of mind. The young man is able to understand these, and over several weeks he begins to practice them. Practicing the whole House Within approach and the tools and techniques is key to developing a whole new way to manage and understand our emotions. Practice helps you build new pathways in your brain so that you more automatically tune into what state of mind you're in at any moment and think about how to get yourself back to the ground floor where our relationships and life issues work better. He finds that the simple tools and techniques are effective and help him to feel better. The House Within techniques work for many people, and when a person experiences the effectiveness of the techniques, they're motivated to use them again. We use them again because they made us feel better last time we used them. In the basement, he has felt trapped and resentful of authority, as if he has no choice in what he's doing. In the basement, he feels life or some authority figure is telling him what he should be doing, and this sets up an equal and opposite reaction of resentment, bitterness, and refusal. But as he becomes capable of generating a ground floor state of mind, he can see that he has options in how he can tackle each situation. There's no one telling him what he has to do. He has options. He approaches his lecturers about his course of study and has some useful interactions about what he could study in the future. He now knows that when he resents his studies, he can change that state of mind and find a way through whatever is causing him to go back into the basement state of mind. On the ground floor, he begins to think about what in the House Within model is called a ground floor want. A ground floor want is something you really want to achieve, now or later, big or small, that is good for you and good for the world in equal measure. It may take time and thought to develop a ground floor want, but having a ground floor want or wants that he is keen to work towards will reduce the likelihood that he will fall back into the basement. A focus on achieving a big or small ground floor want and the momentum we generate towards achieving our wants will keep us from the grip of the basement state of mind. While his study issues are not all quickly resolved, the young man feels as if the structure of the floors of the House Within and the House Within tools and techniques have given him some simple, practical, and effective ways to manage his state of mind and to get the wheel turning towards feeling better about his studies. He becomes more aware of his thinking about relationships. He's alert to pessimistic thinking when it emerges around this aspect of his life. He's able to draw on the tools and techniques he has learned and bring them into this area too. All his issues are not magically resolved, but he feels like he now owns the House Within framework and that he's been equipped with the concepts and tools he needs to move forward with his life. They are in him. They are part of him, and by practicing them, he knows they will become stronger over time. If you would like to learn more about the House Within approach, have a look at the website www.thehousewithin.com. On the website, you can request a counselling session or book into one of our workshops or training courses, and these are both for people in the community and for professionals working in mental health, including GPs and teachers. If you found this podcast helpful, tell your family, your friends, and colleagues about the House Within approach, and give them the link to the website. Learning to manage our emotions is the most important work we will ever do.